Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Des Moines couple who worked together to produce two books about Iowa were in Marion County recently. Let's go in depth with Carson and Connie Odie, co-creators of the books, Iowa Spaces, Places, and Faces, and Celebrate Iowa. Well, Carson, where are you from?
I'm from Des Moines presently, originally from northeast Iowa. I grew up in farms around Decorah.
Okay, and Connie, where are you from?
I'm originally from Moville, Iowa, M-O-V-I-L-L-E, near Sioux City.
All right, so you were born and raised, grew up in Iowa.
Right.
That is correct, yeah.
And you have two books on Iowa.
Yes.
And they're two big, thick, beautiful books full of Iowa stories, photographs. It's a tale of Iowa, both of them, different tales.
That's correct. They're both hardcover books. Each book is... Got over 400 pages, and they're 8.5 by 11 pages, and they weigh about 4.5 pounds each. So they're substantial books, yeah, and high quality all the way through the printing and the photography and everything is a high quality. They're high quality books.
The first one has 1,400 color photos, and the second over 2,000.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the first one. What is that?
Well, the first one is a result of a dream I've had for about 20 years. I made my living as a graphic designer and illustrator, and Connie worked with me doing everything but the artwork. So we've been partners on that. And I had a dream of using whatever talents we have to produce a special book on Iowa. And I was familiar with Iowa. I read whatever was available in Iowa at the time. And after the kids, we got the kids through college, I decided to take the plunge. And we started on the book in the year 2000. Started in January. 2008. We started in January and ended up in December. We live in Des Moines. We'd go out on Thursdays and Fridays, and we'd cover three counties each trip out. We'd stay overnight in the middle county at a bed and breakfast or a locally owned hotel or motel. We did history research in every county seat library. We interviewed people from all walks of life. We went to the chambers and got their take on what they thought was neat about their county and then explored on our own. And then we'd come back to Des Moines and we'd start writing. We continued this pattern all through the year. So you'll see the changing of the seasons as you go through the book. We went tier by tier. We started on the bottom tier and went across to the Missouri River and then up and then back to the Mississippi River, back and forth, tier by tier.
And the title of that book is Iowa, Spaces, Places, Faces.
I can't believe you did all of that in, what did you say, a year?
1 year. We started in January, finished in December. We didn't do much else that year except go to church, and that's about it.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's a wonderful book. It's a very detailed book about Iowa.
Yeah,
it's a celebration of Iowa.
And Connie mentioned there's 1,400 color photographs in there, but there's a lot of text that goes through with those photographs. They accompany each other to go through the book. So there's history, and there's present-day in Iowa, and there's every type of agriculture. We cover that, and we cover, talk to people from all walks of life. We cover industry. It's just a total comprehensive book on the state of Iowa, and it's unprecedented. Nobody's done anything quite like it.
And so it's something that should be on every proud Iowan's bookshelf.
Absolutely.
Right?
Great idea.
Well, I mean, if you're going to live in a place, you may as well know something about it, have a reference work on it, and a little bit of an analysis, and different counties telling you what they think is special about their county and things like that.
Exactly. That's the way we feel about it. We love Iowa, that's exactly what we try to do, is give you a complete story of what Iowa's all about. And it's a positive book, but we didn't whitewash anything. It's an accurate book about Iowa. I think it's something that Iowans, it tells you about where you live. You know, it's an accurate book. I didn't try to blow anything up. There's plenty of things to be that are big time in Iowa. But I like all aspects of Iowa, you know, the small towns, the farmers, the all types of farming. We covered everything. I mean, we're not judgmental on anything, you know, from the big farm to the small farms. we just tell you what we saw out there.
A lot of the fun was interviewing people. And we tried to interview two people from each county, from as many walks of life as we could. And that was just very revealing. They were forthright, anxious to tell their story. And it was delightful meeting them. And part of the interview process, one of the questions we would always ask is, what is it that you love about Iowa and why are you here? And I would say 95% of the time, somewhere in their response would be, it's the people. And that's what we found, too. The people are wonderful.
Yeah, they were very open, trusting. I think Iowans will trust you until you prove differently, whereas in some societies you've got to prove that you're trustworthy. But once you prove differently, you better watch out, yeah.
No, you're in trouble. So is that what you love about Iowa, too, the people?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, yeah. But it's a beautiful state. I think it's the countryside is spectacular. When you look out on the prairie, this incredibly rich land that we have here, and then we're between two great rivers, the Missouri River and the Mississippi River, and each valley has this unique countryside. And along the Mississippi, you get up on a ridge along the Mississippi, and you'll have a view of the Mississippi Valley, which looks like a total wilderness, and you look on the other side, and you'll see strip farming, and that's a beautiful sight, too. It's a beautiful state.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Carson and Connie Odie, co-creators of the books Iowa Spaces, Places, and Faces, and Celebrate Iowa.
Well, what did you feature on about Marion County in your book? Do you recall? I know that's probably not a fair question. It's a big book, big state.
Well, Marion County, we're talking about Pella and Knoxville. I feature, I think each town gets at least a couple pages in there, and the photographs, and of course Pella is the cleanest city in the world. I make a point of pointing that out, and I got some wonderful pictures of the downtown area, and I talk about the wonderful industry they have in Pella, the Pella windows and the mirror, and what an industrious town it is. In the case of Knoxville, of course, I interviewed Capitani, if I pronounce this right, at the raceway, which was very entertaining. And I talk about how sprint car racing got started in the old fairgrounds. And I talk about other things in both towns. I get into a little history on how they started. And I can't remember exactly what that was right now. But this is what we wrote about, and we interviewed. I mentioned Capitani.
And Pleasantville is in Marion County too.
Yes,
right. We interviewed Sally and Leland Vanderlinden, and they're very good community leaders in Pleasantville, and so they gave us wonderful insight about that community.
And we also talked to the Smoky Roll people there, and I tell about their story too, how they got their coffee shop started.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Carson and Connie Odie, co-creators of the books Iowa Spaces, Places, and Faces, and Celebrate Iowa.
How about your other book, your more recent book? It's a book about celebrations, right?
Yes. When we researched the first book, we became aware of the wonderful celebrations and events in these towns around the state. And we do write a paragraph or two noting that they have these celebrations, but we didn't experience any of them because they're on weekends. So I took this. Connie didn't accompany on very many of these trips because we had obligations back in Des Moines, Little League games and stuff like that. So I went out on my own on most of them, but I covered as many festivals and events as I possibly could over a two-year period. And that was the year 2010, 2011. I made it to 103. So I was the most highly entertained guy in Iowa there for 2 years. And they were a lot of fun. And I covered the big-time stuff as well as the small-time stuff. I got the NASCAR race in Newton, the Drake Relays, the Iowa State Fair, Ragbri, Knoxville Nationals, and a lot of small-town ethnic festivals, music festivals, hobo convention, teddy bear reunion, antique fly-in. It's just a lot of different stuff that it was fun. It was entertaining. It really was.
Carson would come home energized from those trips. I thought he would be exhausted after covering 3 or 4 festivals in a 2 or 3 day period, and he would come home just energized and enthused about what all the volunteers were doing, and it was great to hear. And the wonderful food, of course, too. So I had to caution him about in March of 2010, you know, you're going to be weighing about 400 pounds if you eat at every one of these festivals. But he said, I do a lot of walking. So, okay. And he did.
Tell about the rhubarb.
Oh, yes. One weekend I was very concerned. He went to the Rhubarb Fest in Manchester.
Yes.
And Sauerkraut Days in
Ackley
in the same day. And I said, don't come home until Wednesday from that weekend.
Yeah, I was there. I didn't come home right away after that.
Well, I didn't know, quite honestly, that there were so many festivals in Iowa until I pulled down your book.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are hundreds of them out there. You know, I didn't cover all of them, and I didn't get to every county on this one because of the logistics of it all. And there were some good festivals that didn't get covered because of the overlapping in the summertime. For example, on the 4th of July, that's a big festival for a lot of towns, and I could only cover 2 of them in that 2-year period. I chose Independence. I thought that was a natural. And,
sure.
And then I heard Storm Lake had a wonderful 4th of July celebration. As it turned out, they did. It's they have a lot of ethnic diversity in that small town, and it was all very, very apparent in the parade. They made points to have sections of the parade that honored these different ethnic characters. So it was a beautiful scene.
And so how many miles did you put on your car during this? I mean, did you keep track?
We did keep track. The first book, Iowa Spaces, Places, Faces, we traveled 15,000 miles.
Wow.
And the second one, it was about 23,000 because I had to come home and go out, and we couldn't, like, first one, we could cover 3 counties, you know, but I had to keep going back and forth in this one, so.
Lots of miles.
Lots of miles.
So, certainly, I suspect that you have another book that you're working on. Is that right? Something down the...
Well, line? I have ideas for 2 more books in Iowa. Maybe I better talk to Connie about that first.
She's looking a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
You haven't told her till now?
Well, I have. It's a joke, but I didn't spring the first one on her. I hadn't talked about it. I've been thinking about it for 20 years, and I didn't say anything to her about it until we were about ready to take the plunge, and I had to do a lot of explaining, but...
Well, Connie, you don't look like you have any regrets about this.
No, it was a wonderful experience. We thought we knew quite a bit about Iowa before we started, but we certainly learned a lot more and have met wonderful people, and it's just been a delight.
Well, and where can people find your books?
In Marion County, here in Knoxville, is at the Next Chapter bookstore. In Pella, you can get them at the Historical Village, and I think that's it as far as Marion County. Yeah.
Well, I've seen them on display both places. Are they moving off the shelves?
They are. We have the first book has been out about 4 years now, and we've sold 9,400 of them.
Wow.
So that makes that an Iowa bestseller. That's a lot of books for books in Iowa. The second book has been out about a year, and we're up to about 1,500 with that now, so that's selling quite well, too. And we get a wonderful feedback, and Connie says I shouldn't drop names, so I won't, but we got some pretty well-known people that have bought the books, and they bought them. We didn't approach them or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, you've got to tell me now.
Well, I'll start with President Obama. He's okay. He was given a gift basket when he visited here maybe about a year ago. And our book was in that, and it's probably not sitting on a coffee table in the White House now.
Well, you never know.
You never know. I'm guessing they put most of these in storage, but I hear that's possible that if he has a library, you know, down the road, that this is the kind of stuff they bring out again and display mm-hmm. it. So Grassley has a book. Branstad bought a book. Chris stopped at our stand or our booth at the State Fair, and well, Terry has one of those, she said. You know?
Tom Harkin has one.
The Secretary of Agriculture, he also stopped at our booth.
Bill Northey.
Northey. Mm-hmm. And said he had the book, the first one, he enjoyed that, and he saw I had a second book, so he bought that. So that's just a few of them.
Yeah. Well, that's a name dropping.
Well, Governor Ray, too.
I left out the best part yet. Is Governor Ray, who is probably my favorite politician, actually called me and told me how much he liked the book.
Well, that's quite a testament. That's pretty neat. And should be, as we said, on every Iowan's table.
Like I said, yeah, we support that.
Good idea.
Thanks to Carson and Connie Odie for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.